Blog Talk Radio. Bonnie, I can't hear you.
Hello? Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you now. Angel said she didn't hear of any sound, so you must have lost your sound. Okay,
oh.
Angel Face says she can hear you now. Yay!
Hi!
I'll just like that laugh anywhere.
How are you doing, Susan?
I'm doing absolutely fabulous today.
Great, great. I'm so excited. Oh, my goodness. My birthday is in 3 days.
I know, the big double digit, and I'm going to give you a little reading today. So kind of give you a general overall what you can expect in, say, maybe the next 6 months or so, and we'll see what good things come up for you. And, of course, I don't know what happened to Bonnie. I think we lost her.
I think so. Did we lose you?
I said, Bonnie. Well, you know, we didn't hear the scream, so that's not a good sign. So I'll tell you what. Well, until our screaming fairy gets on board, I don't know what she's done, but yeah, Angel Face says she's in the ethers with all our spirit people. That's a good.
I love it.
I know. Well, we want to say hello to all our listeners. And today, what we're going to do?
Hello.
Is there?
Bonnie.
Hello.
Yes. Hi, Bonnie.
Hi. Wait a minute. I don't know what happened, but wait a minute. Okay.
Angel Face said you got lost in the ether.
What happened? Can you hear me?
Yep.
I can hear you now.
Oh, my goodness gracious. I'm screaming and screaming and screaming, and nobody is hearing me. None. And I'm
My God. Now, isn't that the worst nightmare for you?
Absolutely. Because I was screaming, and then I was hearing you, too, and you weren't listening to me. And I need to sing happy birthday to a very special fellow.
Bless your heart, Leslie. I don't know what to say, but you know this is part of your birth.
Here we go, Leslie. Happy birthday, girlfriend, and here goes your song. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. I know it's in 3 days, but happy birthday to you. That's a good thing.
And many more.
Oh, well.
Thank you, girls. Oh, I love you. Thank you so much.
Happy
birthday.
And this double-digit year, it's like what I try to tell all our listeners, is that when you have a double-digit year, it's a very, very powerful life year, always.
Can I talk?
No.
Can I talk? You are. I have to talk.
Go ahead, Bonnie. Go ahead. Do your intro. We're waiting.
Yes. Okay, wait.
There we go. Now we feel so much better. Bonnie has now arrived.
Thank
you. She is in the room. Bonnie is in the room.
I am in the room, and you all are in the house. So I am so excited that I get to announce, you see, I get to announce my two fabulous co-hosts, Susan Z and Leslie Journey, two fabulous readers, psychics, intuitives. Susan reads Tarot, which you are going to hear her do for Leslie this afternoon, morning for some people, evening for others. We are so excited. But I first want to tell everybody, I am Bonnie Albers. I'm Bonnie Albers on air. If nobody knows who I am, you are going to know who I am by the end of the show. But since it's not about me today and it's about Leslie, we're going to let Leslie, you're in the house. Tell everybody what you do and how to get a hold of you.
Well, yes. Thank you so much, Bonnie, for that wonderful song. Thank you. And I am Leslie Journey. For all of those people out there that don't know, I give intuitive guidance readings. I do spiritual coaching. And I also, I'm a Reiki healer. So if you're interested in any of those things and a little bit more, I do have other classes and things that are going to be starting up, especially in the fall. You can contact me at, yes, Leslie Journey. And that's at hotmail.com. And just drop me an email. And as always, when I do readings on Bonnie's show, I offer $25 off any readings if you just say that you heard me on Bonnie's.
I have to tell you another thing. She's at Hotmail. Did you get it? Hotmail.com. Because if you were looking for a hot reader, she's hot.
Thank
How about
you,
that? You're welcome. I love doing that because none of us, I don't think you're the only one, I think, with the hotmail.com, and I understand why. You are so sizzling, we can't even touch you. So,
that is so funny.
I am, wait a minute, I'm going to do what I do when I say hotmail. That means that, you know, you're putting out that finger with the match. So you cannot forget Leslie's email. And if you need to get a hold of her, which everybody between Susan, Leslie, Kelly, and everybody I have, they're the people that you need. Leslie is so kind enough to offer you a discount. Please accept it. It's a great thing that she does because being on the show, she gives you the availability to get some discount because we do this as a living and we do this for you. We do it as a service. We love helping people. I know Susan and Leslie and I both do. All three of us do. Leslie is offering a beautiful package. So thank you, Leslie. And Susan, girlfriend, we are going to see what the fabulous Susan Z does with her tarot cards.
Yes, yes. Before I do that, I'm getting ready to shut my door to my office because my sister's dog has now obviously seen her mortal enemy outside and is letting everyone know. So,
well, I was so afraid you were going to say me that I'm glad when you said outside because you and I don't live around each other.
Yeah.
So thank you.
No. Well, everyone, all our listeners, we obviously that listen to our show that know all about Bonnie on how to contact Bonnie. And if you want to say again how to contact yourself and me, you can contact me at my email, svrich@aol.com. And I won't go into all the things that I am or do or whatever because this is Leslie's day. So
Leslie's B-Day, everyone. Well, it's not really. You have 2 days. But, you know, we're not – if you call in, we'll say sing happy birthday again Thursday. But Susan and I, but really Susan, because she's doing the tarot and I'm just going to interrupt, we are giving you a birthday present.
You're doing it,
and this is your birthday present.
It's like the 12 days up to Christmas. You know what I mean? I'm so excited. It's like every day is something special and new. So, yay. I'm so happy.
Yay. I love that. But I got to tell you, Leslie, you're kind of interrupting on my birthday.
Your birthday is long. It's long gone now there, dearie.
Are you still celebrating, Bonnie? Are you still celebrating?
Yes, and that's what I'm saying. I'll let you encroach on my birthday because it's really a good day for you. But I got to tell you, you're encroaching on my birthday, okay?
I'm sorry, Bonnie. I really apologize for that. But just one day, just give me just today, and I promise
you. Thank you, Leslie. She can give us at least one day of her three-week birthday celebration.
And you get the rest of the week, and then Thursday you get to celebrate your birthday on my birthday because I won't be on the air, see? So I still give you a bonus birthday.
Oh, thank you, Leslie. That's so sweet. But if you do call in, I will sing to you because, I don't mind singing. It's the sharing, and I'm a good sharer, so I could share my birthday. Okay, go ahead, Susan. I am so good at sharing, I hope. So, Susan, let's go to our friends.
Okay. Well, Leslie, what we're going to do is that I'm going to do this birthday reading for you. And, of course, while I'm shuffling the cards, what I'd like for you to do is ask me a question. Bonnie, I'm going to mute you.
You can't, but that's okay.
I know. I will ask the ethers to mute you, and they will. So let me finish this reading start. So what I need from you is the subject matter or a question so that I can put your energy into the cards. And I do use, how old are you? 44, so that's a double-digit year, and that's a real powerful soul window. It's about, you're coming at the tail end of grown-up woman thinking. You're kind of shedding all your young girl ways. You're also feeling your mortality in terms of, life doesn't go on forever. You're not going to be 25 forever, and you're right in that soul window where all of a sudden we walk up to the makeup counter and they say, oh, we have wonderful products for mature skin.
Guess what, Leslie? I don't have to do that. I'm still in the 16 makeup section.
that's right. You rock it.
Thank
and
you.
It's like so. So that's where you are right now, and it's like, and you're kind of like in a push-pull emotional situation where you still have a lot of young girl illusions of I wish that that this could come about, and maybe I can make it come about. But then, as you're moving into this other soul window, the adult version, a wiser woman part of you says, you know, I've been down this road before, and what makes me think that there's going to be a different ending on this? So you're kind of like in a being pulled like taffy emotionally right now, where your personal stuff is. So go ahead and start with questions or subject matter, and we'll rock it.
Okay. Well, I mean, maybe we can do personal relationship, maybe.
Can you hear
career me? I can.
Okay, good. I just wanted to know because, see, I was quiet.
For a moment. Okay,
yes,
so you
body.
Want to go into personal relationships. Are you in one now?
Yes.
Okay. How long have you been in one?
Remember, honesty is the best policy, Leslie.
My first reaction is that you don't know how long you've been in this relationship
it's complicated a little bit. You know how sometimes you get a break in between, so there is a break in between, and so it's on the second half, if that makes sense.
Okay, so you're not back together again now?
No, we are. No, we are.
We are.
Okay.
Yes.
It's like the street, Susan. When you have a pothole, you cross, you get to the pothole and wait for a while to figure out how you're going to cross the pothole. And then you cross the pothole, you're back together again driving down the road. So now you know.
Okay.
Thank you, Bonnie.
How long you been together off and on?
It's maybe 7 months.
Oh, wow. I've never heard it put like that, 37 months.
No, seven months.
Seven months. Oh, I thought you said 37 months, and I went, now that's a unique way of saying it. Instead of saying 3 years and 1 month, it's like, no, we've been 37 months, 5 days, 4 hours, and 30 seconds.
And 3 minutes. Yeah, that's how much.
nothing OCD about me. Okay.
Right. That's so funny.
Okay. Well, the first thing that I pick up here is that this relationship I know you really want to make it work, but it really is a psychic, spiritual, and emotional burden on you in terms of you being objective. Okay, the card lays right over your psychic abilities, which means that even as gifted as you are, you can't see the forest for the trees. And where this relationship is concerned, and it's because it's got a lot of karma attached to it, and I'm hearing smooth, knows just what to say, how to say it, at the right time, and then when he messes up good. It's like there's like no in between there. Okay, the biggest thing was what I'm picking up is that this person's in your life in order to help you emotionally and intuitively grow. Okay. Now, I know that I just said that he was an emotional burden on your psychic abilities because it's a smoke and mirrors in terms of that you can't see things clearly. But he's also been brought into your life in order for you to grow beyond that, all right? Your antennas are out right now is what I'm hearing. There's something in the air that's going on that you're sensing and I don't know that I want to say that it's not, that you're not feeling comfortable about it, but you're feeling a little antsy and it looks like what's getting ready to happen here is that within the next maybe 4 months or so, you're going to see the kind of the fruits of all your labor, the your intentions, your emotions, your desires, your suspicions, your everything that you kind of put this whole relationship in a nutshell. In about the next 4 or 5 months, it's going to be like all out there. There's not going to be anything that's hidden anymore. Right. Your card right now, what represents for you is basically the Sun card, okay, which means that, yeah, you're getting ready to open up on a lot of levels, success, personal, people contact. Doors opening for you, so you're really lining yourself up for moving into this double-digit year so that when you hit about 46, it looks like that your life is going to be lined up pretty cushy, okay? That's just that's where it's headed. Your karmic card right now is the Moon. And it is about creating a new chapter in your life that is completely different than any other chapter that you've had in the past. Where this relationship is concerned, it's like you still have a little bit of ups and downs with this. It's like you want your freedom. Okay, you don't like to be told what to do, but yet it's like you like the companionship, and you haven't quite worked that out yet. Please forgive me when I use this analogy, but I don't know why they're saying it's like you really, really, really want a puppy, but you don't want to housebreak them.
Oh, I love that. I love that. I don't want animals either. I forget it. I don't want animals
for
just the same reason.
Okay, do you understand why Spirit said it that way?
Oh, that is so funny. That's true on both literal and figuratively.
Okay, all right. I said it that way, and I went, okay, I'm going to go ahead and, you know, it's fine. Are you sure you want me to say it that way? But that's kind of how you feel right now about a relationship. And the relationship that in that you're in is that it is about companionship, but it's more or less the relationship that there's some financial issues or something that are not being addressed where he is concerned. He comes up as the emperor, and I don't know whether it's because he's not participating enough or that there's some questions there or that if he's going to be with you, he's not helping you enough, or there's something there where it shows that there's a financial control issue where he's concerned. And, you know, when you give, when you love, you just love all the way. I mean, it's like, you know, if you were in the position and you love somebody, it's like, you know, what's mine is mine, and, you know, I mean, hair, have it. I think the person that you're with is a little fearful about money, okay, and you make him even more fearful. Does that make any sense to you?
Kind of. Well, they're pretty generous with me, though, so I don't know. It kind of doesn't fit for, now they have a little bit of some financial challenges in their own situation, but they've always been very helpful.
Yeah, this isn't about you, okay? This is about what's swirling around him.
Yeah, that would make sense because there are some,
okay.
You know, yeah.
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 And it's like, and he's fearful of the resolve of this. He can't get a grasp of it. Ultimately, what I do see with this relationship is that it's going to kind of do its thing. It's definitely not done, okay? But what I'm also seeing here is that you're going to get some and I don't know if I even want to say career breaks. That's not even what I want to talk about. It's like it's almost like
I have
like
to tell you guys something.
Like,
this isn't on air. This is not on air. So you can talk. Apparently everybody can't hear in chat. There's no sound. The only sound comes
good.
From you, me,
oh
and
oh, my God. I knew it. I knew it.
Oh, well, talk about how powerful that is.
I knew that, though. Oh, my God. Boy, I knew. Whoo, that is powerful there. Keep going, Susan. I knew
that, though.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, okay.
I don't know if they'll be able to hear us soon, but if you are – but if
– No, it's okay.
Go ahead.
So what's getting ready to happen here is this is about a new life change for you. This is a new lifestyle for you. It has to do with, I want to say a job offer, but it doesn't, it's more than that. It's meeting new people, getting into a new social arena, raising the bar of the quality of people that you're associated with. But it doesn't necessarily mean that it's all about a job, okay?
Right.
And this is coming within the year. And when this new quality of life begins to happen for you, this
mm-hmm.
relationship that you're in is going to kind of fall by the wayside. Not go away because there's some fierce karma here. I mean, fierce karma. But what I do see here is that the opportunity of someone else coming into your life that
everybody
more
back here.
Okay.
Yeah, that more surrounding with the new environment that you're in. What they're showing me, it's like, okay, you have an opportunity or you move someplace or a situation is made available to you, whether it's a job or a personal situation, and you move from, you know, Hoboken, New Jersey to New York City.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Hoboken, New Jersey, they have access to New York City, but there's a big difference between people who live in Hoboken, New Jersey, and people who live in New York City. And that's what I'm – that's the scale of what I see is getting ready to happen to you, is that different people – different caliber of people, different social situations, different opportunities, and it's going to, it's about your success into the world that directly affects your personal relationship. It's like he fits in now okay, but where you're getting ready to move, I don't think he will. I don't think he'll be comfortable with where it is that you're getting ready to move to, all right? I do see here, this is in the leg and on the tail end of the bridge, is that there is a marriage or a strong commitment card and partnership, a spiritual transformation, an opening up of a heart, and literally of you having to the opportunity of several choices in your personal life and in your career. It's almost like okay, do I want a full on career and part time love, or do I want a full on love and part time career?
Mm.
So it's you've got some really, really and what's coming out of the past is you've got a wish card. It looks like that you've been really working hard on this, sister. I mean putting it out there and saying, I am ready for my big break. I am ready for something major to happen here. And this is through partnership. Okay, this is about someone making you what you are, or taking you under their wing, or making you a part of their organization, or showcasing you, or and if you get our TV reality show, we are so going to kick your ass.
No, it's my.
I am telling you right now, Leslie. These are good things that are getting ready to happen here, and it's like it's almost like that. I cannot separate your love life with your success. Okay, it's a combined thing for you, and it has to do with meeting new people, all kinds of new people. It's you have to, and what it's showing here in terms of this bridge that has come from the past. That you're trying to move past through is that you have a trust issue in your own instincts. You have many times in your life been put into a situation where being taken advantage of in one way or another, and having your whole life turned upside down through a misjudge of character. Okay, and and what it's showing here is that bridge that you built to get to this place, it's like you are now starting to see the epiphanies of wherever you go, there you are. And it all has to do with doors opening and making new acquaintances, better acquaintances, people with more power, people with more money, more connections, that kind of thing. And that's what's getting ready to happen and open up for you. And your personal life is going to feel the reverberation of that.
Wow. I'll tell you what, if you don't want that, I'll take it.
Ooh, yeah. I'll take it.
Any questions?
So does that card tell you what will happen to that person that's there now? How will they take that?
Say that again.
How will the person that's in the picture now take all of that change? How will that work?
They don't. They're not going away right away. So this is not anything that you have to really even think about, okay? It's going to be a natural progression of things. Here's what they're showing me, all right? I have a spirit guide that loves the movies, all right?
Mm-hmm.
And there's a scene from, I don't know if you saw Rock of the Ages with Tom Cruise, the whole rock and roll kind of thing. And
Yes, I have. Okay,
well, there's a scene. If you haven't, I'll explain the scene to you. It was a takeoff on all, you know, the big rock stars of the 70s and 80s, and like rock and roll was not going to die and that kind of thing. And Tom Cruise played this character called J.C. Stax, and this young kid got a break to be his front opening thing, and it was like his big break. And his girlfriend was the waitress in the bar, and as he was getting ready to go up on the stage, she said when they change and become big, she said you change too. She said you become invisible. And what that saying is that as you move into this new arena, the person that you're with right now won't fit in. He will not feel like that he fits in.
Mm-hmm.
And you may not want that. I mean, but this is about you, getting up on that stage and having an opportunity of moving into much, much more high-profile circles, okay? And he fits into what you're doing now, but where you're getting ready to go, he may be uncomfortable with that.
Gotcha.
But you're not going to be alone for long, regardless. You're not destined to be alone. You've got a partnership card here that is directly connected with your spiritual transformation. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So partnership is directly connected with that spiritual transformation and the opening of your heart.
Gotcha.
Yeah, it's a pretty cool. These are some pretty cool cards. I mean, it definitely shows that you're getting ready to raise the bar, better caliber of working conditions, better caliber of people. More money, more networking, more opportunity, and it'll take it as far as you want it to go.
Okay, Leslie, I've had enough. It has to be my job, and you are going to have to just do the relationship thing, and I'm going to be the one that does the work thing. So you'll be happy, and I'll be happy. And just think, you'll get what you want and I'll get what I want.
Oh, that is so funny. Bonnie.
Yes.
How about we go together?
There
That's
you go.
Great. That's perfect. I really don't need a relationship, though. I really
it's
can't
like,
do
who
that.
Knows, who knows? Bonnie could be that partner.
You know what?
I don't think I look like Bon Jovi, but, you know.
Honey, I got to tell you I'm taken, but the thing is it doesn't matter because that relationship are not what we're going to do. We are going to do, though, business. So you can have your relationship. I already have mine, and we can rock the business world, girlfriend.
Hey, that sounds like a deal to me.
And it's about meeting all kinds of new people. I mean, new people that can take you in a different direction. It's not like recycling the same old ideas or the same old, this is the way I've always done it before, and, you know, so you always get the same caliber. This rockets you into something, that's much, much more high exposure. And, you know, it could be radio, it could be TV, it could be, you know, but whatever it is, it puts you into a different arena with much, much more power behind it.
Gotcha.
I got spirit here for you, Leslie. I mean, either that or it's a confirmation that what Susan's saying is right. So, but I do see somebody here for you, and I don't know who it is because I think I just don't feel like it's your mom because I think your mom is still here, isn't she? Is she here?
Yes. Yeah, she's still here. My grandma is in spirit.
Yeah, that's right. I think I brought her through for you before. She's a big woman because whoever's with me is a big woman, and she has a big hat on, okay? And she is saying that she's helping you and that she's got a big bust, too, because I see the bust is kind of, you know, she's got a big bust, kind of like a big and she's wearing a lot of black. And I'm going to say this black lace on the top. And the hat's black. It's really cool. It's not like a black witch hat, because then I would have to have it. But not that I'm a black witch. You know, I just love those hats. It's kind of like, I would say, like a going to Sunday school hat. You know, like a big, like brim black hat with like lace on it. I don't know, or net or something. And she's wearing the same kind of thing. It looks like on a Sunday, like a church. Okay, that's how she looks. And she's a big woman. I don't mean big like old, like big like, you know. But just I could see her. You know, she's not a small lady. And
Bonnie, you're breaking up.
Okay, we're having a lot of problems with this. Wait a minute.
Hear me now?
You were doing fine, and then all of a sudden, you know, you started speaking another language.
Yes,
I do talk in tongues every once in a while, guys.
Well, it was like you were speaking in some other type of language or something. That's crazy. Go ahead, Bonnie.
Well, it's your grandmother then, because your grandmother was with me, and I see the picture of her, and I see what she's saying to you, Leslie, is she's with you for your birthday. She's got a cake for you. And it kind of only has, it's like a small cake. It's not like this big birthday cake. But it's really cute. It's kind of like about 10 inches. And she's kind of holding it in her hands. And she's got, I'm going to say, there's not that many candles. There's maybe six candles on. I mean, like four, maybe six candles on it. I don't know why she showed that to me. It's a white cake. And it's kind of purple. It's got purple like curlicues with some yellow on it. So it's mostly white icing, and then it's got purple, like, drapes around the side, and it's got, like, a yellow, like, something written in yellow or yellow buds or something on the top. And she's saying, you know, happy birthday. And she's watching you, and this is her she's helping you with what's going to be transforming. with you, and she said that if you think that you're rocking those gifts just for you, she's telling me to tell you no way, that you have to represent your family on this one, and you have to do it right. So I don't know why she's saying that or what she means, but that is what I'm getting. She's wagging her finger at me. So I don't know if any of that would make sense to you or that you understand what she's saying, but she's kind of got a funny sense of humor.
It's really, she's funny, but she's got straight face. You know what I mean? But she's really, really funny to me because I like that sense of humor. So, and then she's handing you a glass of water. Why is she handing you a glass of water? And the
Go ahead.
Well, honey, if you think I know what a glass of water is, you're wrong. I only give you the symbols. But she's, it's like, you know, I would have loved a cup of coffee. I'd like a glass of tea. But it's a cup of, I mean, it's a glass of water.
Yeah.
So you tell me.
Okay. My grandmother, when she was getting really sick, she had dementia. And right before she, you know, we had to put her in I'm getting a lot of feedback. Can you hear me, Bonnie?
I can hear you, baby.
Okay, let me try something. Okay, let me see if this, does that sound okay?
Yeah, that's good.
That sounds better.
Yeah,
we're having a lot of issues today. But she had this song.
Well, because of your powerful birthday there, Leslie.
Yeah, oh my gosh. Leslie, you are burning this blog talk up today. So go ahead.
Well, it does, because I'm telling you, I get so much feedback. It's crazy. But anyway, there was a song that she would listen to called Jesus Gave Me Water. And she would play it back to back to back to back to back when she was sick. And she would have it on this CD player, and she wanted us to hit repeat, you know, all the time. So when we had her funeral, we actually played it as one of the songs, Jesus Gave Me Water. So that is very significant.
Yeah, and you know what, how she's dressed? Well, I'm not going to say I see her in a casket because that's just not what I see her in. But, I mean, the outfit is one of, like, going to – I don't know what she wore in the casket, but I know that – whatever she wore, she keeps saying Sunday, like, you know, maybe church, Sunday church. I'm not getting it, but go ahead.
Well, when you said she was dressed in black, she never wore black. So the black is symbolic to transformation for me. I don't know if it would symbolize a memorial, but it's a specific reason why she has on the black, because that's not what she wore, and she hardly ever wore black. So saying that church and what she has on, it could symbolize that she's going to be there for something coming in my life, the transformation, and it probably has some type of spiritual meaning behind it, Bonnie. So it would make a lot of sense to me.
Yeah, because I got to tell you something. There is no mistaking what she's wearing, and it's no mistaking there's no mistaking her bosom in it, because I keep saying that, but it's like kind of like a net across it. So you know, it's like a wider neck. I could see her in this outfit, and it's kind of, and she's saying, you know what it's all about. She's saying, you know everything. You don't need to be told. So, okay, I'll shut my mouth, okay?
Yeah, no, I know exactly what it means. That's very interesting. One day I'll tell you more about that.
Why, thank you, because I would love that. Now, Leslie, I've got to tell you, do you have any questions for Susan, since Susan's sitting there listening?
I know, Bonnie just took over, didn't she, Susan?
Hey, what else do you know?
Go ahead, Susan, I'm waiting for you to say it.
Is there anything else that you would like to ask me before we release the Kraken?
Well, let's see. You answered relationship questions. Oh, awesome, awesome, awesome. Actually, intuitively, I've been getting a feel on that. And Do you see a lot of that? Let me ask you this. Do you see a lot of that change in August or September, if they give you that?
When you say the change in your relationship or your career or the...
Career, because...
I'm feeling September.
Okay.
Well, it's kind of like borderline, it slides over. So it doesn't feel like that it's too deep into September.
Okay. Oh, I have one quick question. What do you see about my daughter in school?
Wait a minute. I have another question. This is a question, Leslie, that I know you want to ask Susan. So before she answers you that question,
do you believe this? Now she's asking your questions for you.
Okay, I hear her question.
Okay, go ahead, Bob.
Her question is to you. So if we're sliding from August to September, does Bonnie slide along with her for her career?
No, I don't see Bonnie attached to this. I'm sorry.
Well, that is really sad. Okay, go ahead, Leslie. You can ask your question.
I wish I could tell you something different there, Bonnie, but, you know.
Okay, go ahead, Leslie. Go ahead.
Okay. What's your daughter's name?
Kayla.
Okay, and how old?
17.
Okay, and she's in school now?
No, she's done. She's graduated from high school, and
she's got college in mind.
She definitely got college in mind. We were trying to get her in one school, and we didn't have quite enough money, so she's still trying to explore what direction she wants to go in, and just seeing if you see anything for her and what she needs to be focusing on. She's kind of all over the place right now.
Yeah. I know this is and Bonnie, I don't want you to say a word, okay? It's like, but what I'm hearing is that she might want to check into maybe possibly nursing, okay?
I love it.
See, I asked her not to say a word, and what do you get? Yeah, it's like, and the reason being is that it hasn't blossomed yet, okay? But it's interesting because what I'm hearing is that it's not about calling or this is the thing that is her life ambition or something. But it's the way she thinks, okay? And what I'm hearing is that if she takes the approach of like, well, let me see how this works and how this would unfold, what I see her getting into is more of a technical aspect of nursing versus of changing bedpans. Okay. Because I don't even know if I'm saying nursing is the right word that I'm looking at here. It could be a technical X-ray technician or a sonogram or something. But I'm feeling something medical. Okay.
How about you know what something that's really crazy and then everybody's falling off, and I don't know why. I think it's that our show is having a problem. Everybody stay on because Leslie's going to be doing readings. I know what Susan's daughter likes to do. And what's really interesting, and I don't know if it, because that's pulling out of the ethers, she is technical. She likes and medical. She likes to fix automotives. And that's kind of medical, but it's medical for, isn't it? Am I right, Leslie?
Yeah, she likes, she wants to be automotive technician. And
okay.
She wants.
So there's, but what I'm saying is that what she's got going is that if there's a technical part of what it is that she is likes to do, that that as she goes into technical school to learn it, that it feels like that there's a kind of like an epiphany or something, and it has to do with medical. It, that leans her towards the medical technology of it.
Gotcha.
Versus of an automotive type. And this hasn't awakened in her yet.
I got to tell you something now that you're speaking about that, and I don't know if this would make sense to her, but do you know when I used to, and I'm thinking because as soon as Susan said it, all I saw was my GE machine, which it was, I do ultrasound. I'm licensed. Everybody, I'm an ultrasound nurse too. I did ultrasound. Yay! Oh, I got a whole list of things. So anyway, when I call my GE tech, and they make a lot of pretty greens, they have to send out a technician to service my medical machines. They are very far few between. And I'm not going to say that it isn't nursing, because I'd love to see her in nursing. You know, that's why Susan told me to be quiet, because I am so about nursing. You can do it in the best nursing schools, actually, are started in your junior colleges, and then you transition, because you can get your two-year RN degree, and then you can get your bachelor's either online, and they're so reasonable, and so much, they're never without a job. But if she doesn't like it, and Susan's talking about medical technician, then she might want to look into doing, and I know they have it, I just don't know what it's called, the medical side or the technical side of medical equipment.
Okay.
So it might be the technical, like, repair of the equipment or something, but it has, but I keep on picking up medical. Okay, and she starts with one direction, and basically it has to do with money, okay? Because she's very money oriented, all right?
Mm-hmm.
And it's like the thing of like she's makes up her mind that she's going to do this tech thing or whatever, and then finds out it's like, hey, you know what? Tech, you know, like medical techs, blah, 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 are making and in demand, and it's like, no. It's like, you know, well, maybe I need to think about that. And like I said, it's not about a career calling. It's not about, like, you know, this is her life thing, but it's about technology and the idea of the interesting technology and the money.
Yeah, look into, you know what, Leslie? I mean, I can't tell you how you become a GE tech, which is their machines, but they're ultrasound machines. So I bet you if you called like GE ultrasound, like you look it up and see what, you know, just call a local number. But I keep seeing my ultrasound machine. She also could be a GE, she could also be an ultrasound tech. Which, if you did the heart, you're looking at a lot of cash there. And she can actually work for companies. And then maybe she gets into the technical part of it, fixing the machines. But I will tell you that that's a really great field. So just to give you a little heads up, whatever she can fix, they will pay for medical. People don't – those machines are so technical that if you learn how to fix them, you can have your own business and your weight is worth in gold. So just to let you know, that's something you might, or she could be in the medical side of it and do ultrasound tech. She can be a cardio ultrasound tech, which means she only does hearts. She could do a 4D, baby, OB tech. If she really, that's so technical, and maybe she'll learn. And I don't know where they separate how to learn how to, you know, fix the equipment versus use it. But it's something you should find out because, man, that I never even thought of that. But they keep showing me my ultrasound machine, my GE ultrasound machine.
I will look into that. I think the biggest thing, and I don't think that the biggest thing right now is trying to figure out what's the best school for her, because she's very, and I think she will get into something very detail-oriented, because that's her. But I think the whole idea of whether she should go away to school or if she's going, you know, what's going to happen with all of that, whether she's, you know, because
well,
we've got a lot of choices.
Yeah, give her another month, because what I'm hearing is that she's kind of caught in a well, I want to do that, but no, I don't want to do that. No, I want to do that. It's like she wants to stay close to home, but yet she wants to maybe get away, you know?
Right.
And
yep.
give her about a month. Let the energy pattern settle in, and she'll, and what you can also do to help her, because she's at that age where those maternal connections are snapping, okay,
mm-hmm.
and she's trying to make it, to make her own life path, is what you want to do is that you want to ask your angels to go talk to her angels to make things very, very clear for her, for the path for her to make the decisions.
Okay.
See, and you know me, I keep saying junior college, or technical school. So to me, I think they're closer to home. So I don't know what that means, because you can live closer to home and still be in, you know, like Arthur's friends have apartments that are in the junior college area, and they're still in the same, their parents live at home. You know what I mean? They're not in that same environment. But I feel like, I don't know why I keep being led back to when I keep, and I told you before too, I keep seeing like a junior college first or a technical school. So, you know, and I just think that the best, I just don't think it's that far away. I mean, I don't know what Susan sees, but I do, I don't think it's that far away.
No, it's not. It's not. It's like, just give her a month to kind of like clear the cobwebs, ask the, like I said, ask for the angelic a telegraph to help, you know, to help clear those cobwebs. And it's going to be like one of those things of like, you know, Mom, I've been thinking, and I think this is what I want to do. I mean, out of the blue. Out of the blue, it's going to happen, just like that.
And can you, but if you're using that telegraph, Leslie, can you telegraph my angels to telegraph your angels, everybody's angels that have television shows or radio shows, that this has to rock, okay? So while you're on that telegraph, you need to do that for me, please. And there goes my you need. So that's my Cleopatra energy. You don't need to, but I'd like you to. So how about that?
Yeah, so community telegraph there.
Yeah. Well, listen, I know everybody's waiting for Leslie to do her reading, because we're off at 3. But
wow, Susan, yeah. Thank you so much, Susan. That was the best birthday gift. Oh, my God. Thank you so much.
You're so welcome. And you know, the whole sound thing worked out perfect.
Well, how about
yes,
me?
It did. And Bonnie, I love the part that you put in there in your song. Oh my goodness, I wish I would have had it on tape, but that's okay. It's all right,
honey. I'll put it on tape anytime, and I still think archives.
Well, yeah, you can go back to the archives and listen. To it again.
Exactly. That will work for me. I will just do that, Bonnie. How will that work?
I love it. And I am going to say everybody before we transition, and we're transitioning Susan to say, you know, hey, we've had a great show. And Susan, you can stay on, girlfriend. Hello?
Pardon me?
You can stay on if you want to, but I'm going to start taking calls for Leslie if you're done.
Yeah, no, actually I'm done, and actually what I'm going to do is that I'm going to sign out. I'm a little under the weather today, so
yeah.
I think I'm going to cut it short.
Okay, well, here we go. I do have to tell you, we all thank Leslie because she came in an hour early because Susan wasn't feeling well, and we wanted to rock her birthday before Susan actually got off. So thank you, Susan, because we so appreciate that. We know how, you know, I know how you weren't feeling well, and I know that you really wanted to do this.
Thank
so
you,
thanks,
Susan.
Susan.
Yes,
oh,
thank you so much.
I wouldn't have missed it for the world. Absolutely. No, I mean, I wanted to rock that for you because you, every time I've called in and asked a question when you were on the air, you just, I mean, rocked it. So I wanted to do this for you.
Well,
okay. Thank you so much, Susan.
I'm gonna. You know what? Since by popular demand, I just heard in chat by popular demand they want me to sing again. So, Susan, I'm gonna say goodbye.
I
to
don't
you.
See that
happy
anywhere
birthday.
In chat. I don't see that anywhere in chat.
Happy
I'm sorry.
Happy birthday, dear Leslie. Happy birthday to you, and may all your wishes and dreams come true, girlfriend.
Thank
and
you
many,
so much,
many
Bonnie. Thank you, Susan.
Oh,
I love
you're
you
welcome.
Girls.
I love you,
happy
too.
Birthday.
We love you, love you. Happy birthday.
Just for Leslie, like you always do.
Oh, thank you. All right,
bye, Susan.
Susan. Get better. I'll send you some good energy, girl. Get better.
Well, yeah, it's just a little detox bug. That's all
oh,
it is.
I know what it is.
You had a better reading than she did, actually, because see, she's under the weather because she thinks that you're getting the show that she wants, and that's why she's under the weather. But she knew that before she got on, so that's why she's under the weather. But no, I'm always kidding.
Where do you
come up with this stuff, Bonnie? I don't have your personality that I go around, claiming the world and peeing on everybody's bushes. I'm sorry.
but I don't pee. I just sprinkle stardust.
You throw sparkle on everybody's bushes. Okay, I take that back.
Thank you. I don't do that peeing stuff. Okay. Have a great, and I hope you feel better, Susan. I know you haven't been feeling well, and thank you because you
yeah,
make
me
our
too.
Show. Yeah,
too. And I know I went through that about 3 weeks ago, a detox. It's not nice.
You know what I'm doing. It's like I started a detox yesterday, and I know exactly what's going on, and it's like so
yeah.
I figure by the end of the day I'll feel a lot better.
Yeah, you will. You will.
Okay.
All right, Susan, get some rest. We love
well,
you, girlfriend.
Okay, now it's time. All right, Leslie, it is time for you to rock the show here. That just what I knew you wanted to do for your birthday. We're taking 951. They have waited a long time. 951, you are on with Leslie. Hi.
Hi. How are you guys? I've been listening, and you guys have some great energy.
Oh, thank you. Oh, we're so happy. We're so happy. We're so happy that we have good energy because you know what? I don't know. If I didn't have good energy, I don't know what else would happen because I've got so much going on, girlfriend. So who are we talking to?
Yeah, I wanted to ask regarding love. I'd like to know if there's a special, really special guy out there coming in soon.
Okay, who am I speaking with?
Oh, it's Anne from California.
What's the name again?
Anne.
Oh, okay, I'm sorry. There's a little bit of a hesitation in the communication, but hopefully it'll work itself out a little bit. Can you hear me okay?
Yes, I can hear you.
Okay, great. All right, so Anne, you were wondering when there was going to be someone special walking into your life.
Yes.
Okay, do you have any friends getting married in September?
No, I don't think I do, no.
There's going to be something coming up. It may not have been announced yet, but I feel like there's going to be something that reminds me of a wedding. It might even be an engagement party that I see coming around September, like the first week, probably around September 7th, I feel. And you're going to meet someone at this vineyard, at this thing that you go to. I feel like it's going to start out real simple, and you're going to be discussing something about books with this person.
okay? I don't know if they actually wrote a book or, but there's going to be a mutual interest between you and this person and a book, all right? And I feel like from there, that'll be someone that you're going to build a really nice relationship with. Around January or February, you actually might make, you guys will be a lot closer, and I feel like it's going to be an opportunity for you to pick a different path. It could be possibly moving to a different state with this person, but there's a move that's going to be involved with this new person coming in your life. But I see around the first week of September you meeting this person.
Okay, because I've been working a lot on my vibrational level to see, like, whether or not I am at the right place to, you know, meet and actually form a really good relationship. So I know I'm going to have to keep working through those things even during this relationship. So do you see me, him being a partner in that path? Or
have you working on some things that you're personal things you're working on within yourself, you mean?
Yeah, would he really be like that kind of partner as well, like that will, you know, help
Oh,
me?
Yeah, absolutely. Because they're going to have a few things that they're going to be working through also. I do feel like, though, next month you're gonna let go of a lot of things that are kind of blocking, some obstacles that are kind of in the way emotionally for you. There's some breakthroughs on that mid-month of next month. So you will have worked through, you know, a few things. But as you know, we're always working on something in life. You know, that's why we're here, to work through things and to learn and grow. So there are going to be things that you will continue to work through on yourself within the partnership. But as for yourself, you're going to be pretty whole in the sense that a lot of your patterns that have stopped you from being in a partnership will be, you know, diminished quite a bit. So I don't see that it being anything that will cause your partnership not to be able to grow and flourish.
Wow, I really am taken aback because I love reading, so it's interesting that we'll actually form this, you know, relationship starting with, like, maybe a friendship, you said, regarding, like, our
mm-hmm.
interests, common interests.
Yes.
So do you see it as a friendship
mm-hmm.
for the first part of the relationship, or is it going to be romantic
yes.
right away?
No, it's going to start out with something like books. You guys are going, there's going to be it's going to start out as a connection between a book. Like I said, I don't know if this person is actually an author but there's a book that comes up, and it starts out as a friendship. And I don't really feel like there's going to be a rush on making it more, but it is going to happen naturally. And when I see that usually means that there is a natural attraction. So when you see that person, you might think, you know, hey, you know, there's potential here, but it won't start out like hot and steamy. It'll be about books. It'll be something that's more of a common interest. Yes, but there will be an attraction. It won't be somebody that you look at and go, I can't see myself in a relationship with this person. When you look at them, you're going to say, you know, I can see it. I can see myself in. The thing that makes you kind of put the brakes on a little bit is that they're a little bit quieter than what you would like. Like, it's almost like you're used to people taking the lead and you kind of being back a little bit, but the difference is you're going to have to take the lead and this person is going to follow a little, okay, with, like, speaking on subjects and kind of opening up. And it may be that you want that person to take the initiative a little bit more, so that's what's going to be different, and that's going to be a little bit of a turnoff for you.
Okay, so he's a little bit more reserved, but is
yep.
he someone that has his life together, like a career going?
Yeah,
or,
yeah. Oh no, he's together. He's just he's very quiet. He doesn't share a lot. You know, he's had some past baggage, and I see in November he's going to have some things go on in his family structure that it's going to be very good that you guys are in each other's life. You'll help them through that stretch, and that's yeah. around the month he's going to release a lot of things from his past in, like, November. So you guys are coming into each other's life at the right time frame. Okay? So, but
oh, that's beautiful.
Yeah, he has everything. He has his stuff together, and I see that he's a guy that, you know, he believes in hard work. He's just not a very social person. He's not outspoken, should I say.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you know what? It feels like you. It feels like, you know, it feels to me like you'll
meet
each other's vibrational. She's made to serve vibrational energy.
Yep. Mm-hmm. But she has to, but the difference is it's going to challenge her to come out of her shell, and she should.
Yeah. Oh, I love that, Leslie. I love that, girlfriend. See, you know, you got a great reading.
Yeah, it's
wonderful.
Absolutely. I really appreciate it. I needed to hear, because it's true. I myself am reserved, and I like someone to take the lead. And it is kind of, it does make me sometimes uncomfortable when I have to be the one to kind of.
Yeah.
But I think that it might be what I need right now to kind of.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, take the challenge. Take the challenge. You won't be disappointed.
Okay. Oh, so I really appreciate it. Thank you so much.
You're so welcome. Enjoy your week.
And thank you for hanging in there, because you waited a long
time.
So thank you.
Yes, thank you so much.
Okay.
I love that. I put her on hold. I love that. The next person I'm going to put on, I have lost the board, and I had to redo the board on a new computer. This is just crazy. And And I'm going to put the next caller in as 561, but I have to go TT. So all of a sudden, 561 came on. Oh, no, it didn't. Okay. I'm gonna put them on, Leslie, and I'm going to leave you just for a second while I go, you know, Susan hates when I say TT. She thinks I should grow up. But the thing is, if you're 16, what do you call it, okay? So here, I'm going to go to 561. 561, you are on with the famous Leslie.
Hello, ladies. Thank you so much for taking my call.
Hi.
Who am I speaking
with? I'm stepping away.
Hi, my name is Tasha. I'm calling from West Palm, and today is my birthday.
Yay! Oh, somebody else celebrating a birthday. Yay. So mine's Thursday, so happy birthday.
Thank you very much. I called to find out about work. I've been currently out of work for a couple of months. A few jobs ago where I was at, it was just unhealthy, toxic work relationship, or I should say environment. There was just a lot of drama, a lot of cattiness between females, and I quit just to walk away from it. And after that, you know, I just hadn't had the good luck, you know. The place that I worked at last, it closed down before it was supposed to. Then I was already in the talks. I was going to get hired at another place. I'm in South Florida. I'm a bartender. And that place closed down due to not paying their rent. So, you know, I'm at this point right now where I'm a little, you know, worried. I'm running out of my savings. And it's stressful, you know.
Yes. Okay. Let me, there is something coming for you next month, okay, mid-month, but let me tell you how this is all going to set up. I feel like there's somebody that you actually met through your last job, okay, that is going to connect with you and tell you about a place. But when they tell you about this, it's going to be something that you wouldn't have seen yourself doing. It's very interesting because I just told somebody this, that I would love a job like this. Now, I don't know where it came from, but I know they're showing me this again. And what I see around you are flowers. Like, I see all these flowers. I don't know if there's somebody with a flower shop or somebody that's going to connect you with another person that's connected to flowers, but I just see an abundance of flowers around you. It is time for you to step out of the box. You have been putting yourself in the area of doing one particular type of job. And also, too, it's time to open up a little bit more with your experiences. This thing that I see mid-month, next month, the person that brings this opportunity to you, you're not going to have a long time to decide. As a matter of fact, it's designed to to help catapult you. So you're not going to have, like, a long week or a month to think about it. You're going to have to actually decide on the spot. Either you want it or you don't. You got free will choice, but if you say no, you're going to be waiting a while. And I see, like, October being the next time that you will have an opportunity to get into something that you've already been familiar with or doing that you feel comfortable with as far as job. Taking this leap next month will take you down a totally different path. It's actually going to design to give you more money where don't be fooled by the illusion in the beginning that it may not seem like it has earning potential, but you're going to be quite surprised before the year is out with this, okay? The only thing that you have to do between now and then is to I feel like around your space where you live, there's some things that you need to be clearing out. I feel like it's time to declutter. All right? You've decluttered your life of other issues, but you need to do it on a material level, too. Do you understand this?
Yes.
Okay. Yes. So over the next couple of weeks, you're being instructed by your guides to start clearing your personal space. When this person brings this opportunity to you, it's going to take a lot of your time once you get into this new job, but it's going to almost seem like time is standing still because it's something that you're going to love to do. You have not had a job like that yet where you actually love going. You start out in that way, but then it becomes, after a while, it becomes just another job. Like you go in, because they show me like you go in like a cheerleader, but you come out very disappointed. And but this next thing that you're getting into, you're going to go in not disappointed, but not feeling like this is it either, but you're going to be the whole time cheering. So very, very different path will be available for you if you decide, okay? The other thing that I need you to address between now and then, and when I say mid-month, I'm talking like those around like that 15th, 16th, 17th part of the month of August. But the other thing that I need to address, there's something that you let – that you did not finish off. And I feel like, you know, I tell everybody I'm not a doctor. I'm not, I can't give out any advice in that area. But what I do is that if my guides bring me something on a physical level, I will tell you. And I feel like there's something that you need to readdress, all right? You took your attention away from it. Like there was one point in time where you were on top of it. You were kind of making sure everything was okay. I need you to go back into that level of awareness, okay, just to make sure that they're checking everything off. Clean bill. Do you understand this?
I know exactly what you're talking about. The thing is, it's like I can't go and continue taking care of that if I can't pay my bills.
Right. Here's the thing. There's something that that is going to, because there's a net, there's a safety net, and it's not going to let you fall through. You have a host of light doctors that are actually helping you with this situation. I wouldn't put any fears out there around the financial aspect of it, although it may seem like a very clear reality on one end, but you're being guided. It wouldn't do right now where you are on your life path. It would not do you any justice to get in a way with this. You understand what I'm saying? You have more things working for you than against you. It appears that everything on this side of the veil is turned against you, but on the other side, it's working for you. This is kind of where you want to be. It's not an easy step, and it's not something for the weak at heart to be in, because this is where your level of faith is being very tested right now. But you cannot do this next thing unless you go through this particular lesson. You understand what I'm saying? It's building up your faith and trust for something. As soon as you see that breakthrough of continuing to just kind of stay up on it, I would do that, all right, because there is a safety net. You'll know where that net is. Now, it may have to bridge you from this month to, say, August, but there's still a net there for you to make sure that you're on top of it, all right?
Okay. Okay. I got to keep hope.
Oh, I think that's fabulous. You know what, though? I mean, I always say you have to be in the energy of that versus the energy of, okay, it's not going to happen. So, I mean,
yeah.
I always feel like,
And that's kind of what I'm feeling with you.
Right.
So,
mm-hmm.
I mean, I really shouldn't give you, I mean, you know, I'm not really, I could just feel that you're real skeptical. And so instead of being in that way, and I know you're not skeptical, it's just that you know, I know sometimes it's tough. But be in this, in the energy that everything is going to go fine. I'm going to find this work. I'm going to be able to take care of myself, and put that energy out even when you don't feel like it, because that's the energy you want to move forward.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Changing the frequency around you is very, very important. That's why I said you right now, you're really, your faith is being tested. And, you know, you can pass it, though. You just, you're so supported, you have no idea how guided you are, because you have a bigger mission, and there's a lot of people you're going to touch in their lives. Like, it's going to be very significant people that come across your path over the next couple of years. So you've got a fan base on the other side that's helping you to get through this little lesson and this stretch here, so that you can be able to do this job, this life mission. So. The only thing that's required from you is just to get out of your own way and have faith that it's happening. And that's not easy. I definitely don't come from a place of saying that that's easy, because, boy, whew, have I been tested. So.
Hey, and I'm going to test you even more, Leslie, after this call, after this phone call, because it's my birthday, and I'm going to rock a reading from you, but not today. But, I mean, not on the air, because I have too many people. But so I'm going to test your faith. Anyway, I hope that Leslie has helped you.
Thank you very much, ladies.
You're welcome.
Yes,
have a great day. Yeah, have a great day. I love to hear when people are supported on the other side. You know, I so love that. I know that, you know, when they're standing there with you on that other side, Leslie, that you, all you have to do is really have the faith, and, you know, things can change. So I'm going to give you your
hard body. It is. It's easier said than done. You know, I tell people, and sometimes it's just enough to make it, I mean, oh my gosh, cringe, because I get that, you know, so much. But it's so, when you're in the middle of it, when you're in the process of it, trusting it, boy, whew, you know what I mean?
It's
you got everybody else around you too. Sometimes it's not even you you're struggling with; it's other people that are trying to adjust to your change that you struggle with. You know what I mean? So.
Oh, perfect! I know. I'm pulled six ways but Sunday. But I just, you know, and sometimes I don't even think I can see the forest and the trees. But see, I never go to that vibration so high for me. As far as I can't, if I start to go down, I'm done.
Mm-hmm.
So I really do try to stay that way, because if I go the other way and I do dip down, if I dip down, man, you do not even want to come near me. Like Susan said, you take that fairy wand and you're ready to hit someone over the head. So I'm not a violent person, but I do sometimes. I'm like a mama bear. So I'm going to take your next caller, but it is not easy. And I don't want to make, you know, because I'm a counselor, because I've worked with many and nurse and I, you know, and all that. It is not an easy way to stay. It's not an easy vibration, especially when things are not going well or you're not feeling well. So I don't take it lightly, but I know that positive energy changes to
absolutely, Bonnie.
Yeah.
And thank you for adding that, because that is so true. So true,
You're welcome, girlfriend. 979, you're on with Leslie. Hi.
Hello.
Hi. Who are we speaking to?
Yay.
Gay. Hi, Gay. How are you?
I'm fabulous. Always fabulous.
Good.
Don't you love that, Leslie? You got a fabulous on the phone.
I love it.
You know,
that's the positive.
I have a message for Leslie, actually.
Oh, okay.
It's just an angel. I just pulled one little card for you. It's an angel card. And it's Archangel Michael. And
that's,
he says, remember who you are. And I don't feel that you're a person that forgets who you are, but sometimes, because we are human beings. But what message I got is to trust the process. Evidently, you're in the growth of creating something new, or, you know, another step in your life or in your career. But they just said trust the process. And they said we got your back, and that's it.
Nice. Well, that's different. I love it, love it, love it.
That is so not fair. That is so not fair, but I'll let you thank Yay and do whatever, and I'm going to get there, okay? That is so not fair. Go ahead, Leslie. Go for it.
Well, Day, you know what? Thank you for my message. And Bonnie, she'll be all right. She'll be okay. It's been her birthday for – I got to catch up with her because she's already had enough birthday celebrations. So thank you so much for my birthday gift. And what can I do for you? Because it is still –
Where? I still want to know how my angelic plans for conquering the world got to happen. No,
first, you got to get through Leslie first, okay?
I talked to you and Ron last week, Bonnie, and I told you I had a job interview, right?
You told me, I'm sorry because you're breaking up in my – and we're having so many technical difficulties, Gay. Go ahead and say it again, please.
Okay. Well, you know, last week I talked to you and Ron last week.
Uh-huh. Yes, of course.
And I told you I had a job interview.
Yes.
Okay. Well, I got a reply. They want me to come back, and I have to go talk to the Reverend Mother.
I'm really excited for you, but, I mean, she's not going to hit you on the hand. She's not going to scold you. So I told you what I thought, and I still think it. So I'm really for you, girlfriend, and I know this is a perfect thing for you.
I feel it, too, but, you know, I kind of like to see how a little bit into that maybe. Leslie,
well, you go and ask Leslie. Leslie,
okay. All right, so you, this new endeavor, so you are willfully walking through this, correct? Because,
yes.
All right, well, I see it as a good thing, absolutely. The only thing, you know, there's going to be a little bit of change going on around that in October, all right? So I want you to... Starting out, you're going to learn things one way, but they're going to change in the fall. So just remember I told you that, okay? But it's okay. It's just don't get set into a way or a pattern. It's a good thing because it's going to really shift things better for you come October. So know that if it's good now, it's just going to get better, all right?
All right.
The other thing, too, there's going to be something that comes up, like a meeting or something, in December, I feel. Stretching out just a little bit, but the reason I'm bringing December up is because it may be stretched out, but they're going to give you a heads up on it now because the meeting is going to be designed to put you in more of a leadership control. Okay, it's going to put you in a higher position, okay, that meeting in December. Like almost like a lot more responsibility for you, but not necessarily a lot more work. Now, people might say that sounds like the same thing, but it is if you think about it.
Mm-hmm.
Just because you have more responsibility doesn't mean it's actually work. You got me?
Yeah.
So that's going to be discussed, like I feel, like in December. So definitely good move. One other thing, I feel like, and I want to back up a little bit, though. I want to go back to, this has nothing to do with career, really, but you're about to go, do you already know you're going on a trip?
Yeah.
Okay. You know, the trip that you're about to go on, it's going to be really good for you, but I don't want you to be such a planner that you miss some things that are unplanned. You got me? Like, don't fill your agenda up too much because there's a couple of things that you're not aware of just yet that are going to come into play. Are you going to be gone throughout the week? Because I feel like a Tuesday, it's very funny because it feels like a Tuesday, and it's Tuesday now. But I feel like it's going to be on a Tuesday in particular, you need to leave your schedule a little bit open, if that makes sense.
Okay. Because I will be there like on a Sunday and go back on the following Sunday, come back home.
Okay, Tuesday. Just remember I told you that. Keep that day open as much as possible. The other thing, Friday, I want you to pack loosely too. Don't pack that day with a lot of stuff. Tuesday and Friday.
Okay.
One last piece. You're also going to be meeting someone on this getaway, on this trip. And the person is going, it's a gentleman. I feel like he's a little bit up in age. He's an older guy because I see, it doesn't mean just because he has gray, he's older, so trust me, that's why I dyed my hair blonde. But anyway, he is, though, towards that midlife crisis age type of thing.
Uh-huh.
You know what I mean? Like, and the reason I say that is because this guy is, like, this is, you want to encounter him through this stage of his life because he's more open. He's not as rigid as he used to be. And he's got a little bit of money. So I feel like you're going to, there's somebody that's going to be around on this trip that fits that description, midlife, but very generous because of right now they're just like, hey, living it up. You know what I mean? They got a little bit of cash, and that's going to be good for you in some way. So just remember I told you that, all right?
My husband may not like that.
Well, it's not. I never said it was romantic. Now, it's not
good
that.
Because it ain't happening.
No, sweetheart. I would have told you if this was romance. No, this is somebody that, like, let me give you an example. Okay. Like, say, for instance, you're invited to a get-together, all right?
Yeah.
And the person that gives the get-together is this person that's going through this midlife crisis. Like, the whole reason they throw the party is because they want to have a good time. They just want to, you know, kick back and lay back. So they're very generous with their time and money. So there may be something that is a lucrative offer for you, not tied with romantic ties, anything like that.
Uh-huh.
This is somebody that has the cushion to do some special things. And because they're in this stage in their life, they're more generous than they normally would be. And it's going to be to your benefit.
No,
all right?
Okay.
Yeah, not anything like, no.
Are you sure? Listen, Leslie, I'm going away for 3 weeks. That's what I'm going to talk about. Maybe 2 weeks, but maybe 3 weeks. Maybe I won't come home. Do you think that you're reading me like a Tuesday and a Friday, and then I'm going to meet some lucrative people that might have something to do with my business? Because it sounds exactly like what I'm looking at. I mean, yeah.
Well, you know what? It could be a dual message, but I definitely know that that was for gay because of what I was getting. And then it's so funny that she thought it was about a romantic type because I wasn't getting nothing like that. And as a matter of fact, the guy, I almost felt like he could be like a father or something to you. Like he didn't feel like your age. Like he felt like a little. Yeah, like he felt older. Not to say that, you know what I mean, age has nothing to do with it. But
no,
I
it
just,
does. No.
Yeah, it didn't feel like somebody that, like that. It just felt like somebody that had a little bit of money, they were generous, and it's like, hey, here's some money for you and your husband. You know what I mean? Like that type of generous type of thing. No, and no strings attached. That's the most important. It's no strings attached with this person. So they're not doing it to get something else. They're just feeling good. They got some money, and, you know, they just want to be kind and nice. So and you've already paid it forward. They're saying you did something. Matter of fact, I feel like you're coming up on a time frame where there's an anniversary of something that you did. So you must have done something around the winter months of last year that you paid it forward. Energy. You put out generous energy in some form. You're coming because I feel like it's coming back. You may have to think of what that is, but if you do, I think you'll be surprised.
Yeah, I mean, I'm pretty generous anyway, but, you know, I don't think about it. You just do it because it's a natural thing to do. I mean, you know.
See, it's the fact that you think about it that way. Everybody doesn't think that way, but that's how we all should think. But a lot of people, when they do something, they put it out there, but they're looking for something back. And just the fact that you put it out and don't expect or don't look for anything back. Because some people will say, well, you know, this is my putting it out there so that I can get something positive back. You know what I mean?
No.
This is my way of carrying it forward. Well, your intentions come from a pure place of just doing it, not even expecting anything. But because of something that you put out, you're coming on the anniversary time frame of some type of energy or something you did. They're not showing me because I think that's part of something spiritual for you to discover. Yes, but it's coming. That person that's going to be generous on that trip has some connection or tie with it. It may even be someone that, say, from last year. I don't know how that would work, but you know what I mean? I don't know, but it's connected to the energy. It doesn't. It's not even about the who. It's the energy that I'm seeing. So definitely that's a good thing.
Well, you know how, Leslie, you know how, like, you just said, oh, you know, some people expect things in return? Okay. Well, I don't think I'm like that, but I do expect Gay to pull a card for me or an angel because, I mean, she pulled one for you. I mean,
I like how she just squeezed that in. I love it.
It's not like I'm asking for anything, but, I mean, fair is fair. So, Gay, what do you think?
Okay, Bonnie, you get your way.
And it is her birthday. You know what I mean, Gay? It is her birthday.
I know, my
whole birthday month.
So what are you going to do for me?
You know what? I'm going to do the same thing. I am going to say happy birthday to you. And if you want, Gay, give angel readings on the show. That's what
you see what you did, Gay. You stirred her up. You gave her another reason to sing. Oh, my gosh.
Yes, I love it. I even sang Twinkle, Twinkle, Little Star. I had a guest. He was on a little his name was Jimmy. Oh, no, was it Jimmy? Yeah. No, it wasn't. It was a girl. I love this girl. Her name is she is the heavy metal medium. And so her husband has a rock band. I mean, like a heavy metal band. And so Melissa, I said, well, you have to hear me sing. And she said, oh, okay. And I didn't tell her. And I said, well, if your husband's ever in town, you know, you might want to sing her or whatever. And then she said, okay. And I said, well, let me sing you a song. And I sang Twinkle, Twinkle, Little Star. And I think she was so taken back. She said, oh, well, if he comes to Orlando and he needs somebody to sing Twinkle, Twinkle, Little Star, I'm sure he'll ask you. So see, okay. That's where I came. So go ahead, Gay. Did you pull one for me?
Yes, I did.
I'm listening.
Okay. Yours is the Archangel Zadkiel. This card, it says teaching and learning. So you're still in the throes of learning things, but it's also asking you to share those things that you learned. And I feel like really that is part of your new little prospect of being syndicated. But you're always teaching through what you know now on Blog Talk, but I think there's much more to go with that. It's time to allow that to go universally because there's so many changes happening on the planet and in our country. And, of course, we are the keepers of the light, and we have to be that light for those people that are not where we're at yet. And, you know, just to be in a peaceful place and to teach the things that we do know. And, I mean, I'm a part of that too, and I am totally a lollygagger in that area. So,
well, you can attach yourself to my angel, yes, and so can Leslie.
I've already felt that, feel that camaraderie already, like, you know, but it says keep an open mind and learn new ideas and then teach these ideas to others. In fact, there's so much more you need to learn. I'm a constant learner, period. I mean, because I'm always interested in so many things. And I know that, you know, our growth is a constant thing. It never ends. It's always a constant. And I think that's the beauty of life is actually experiencing those changes and those learning things. And you find a new little piece of yourself every time. And when you do, you go like, that is so cool. That's me.
Yes.
Wow. Yeah.
Yes, I love it. I'm going to take it. And I thank you, girlfriend, so much. Like I
think I'm going to get off the air and let. I think I'm going to let Gay on the air. I think I need it.
That's what I told her. I told her to call me and I'll put her on the air. So
she needs to be.
Yeah. Yes.
She really, yeah.
Well, you're giving her the reading. Is that what you're telling her?
Yeah, man, I tell you what, man, you're a pretty powerful reader there. That's pretty good. That's good. And,
I don't know about that, but, you know, it comes from my heart because I really, really...
Well, that's what
really
makes you powerful, sweetheart. That's not coming from the card. It's coming from your heart. And someone that's a sensitive reader like myself and Bonnie, we can really pick that up. So, yeah, that might be something that, you know, you might want to consider definitely... doing, maybe, you know what I mean? Talk to Bonnie about it. You're pretty powerful with that, and you're right. It does come from your heart. It makes a difference. People can tell, you know, when they're very sensitive where that's coming from, and you're not just reading something off of the card, but you're just using the card to get in, and that's a very, very sign of a good reader. So.
Yeah,
and
it's
pretty much
everybody loves angels.
Yeah, I love angels. I mean, I've had people come up to me and say they don't believe or, you know, but then, later on they'll come and ask me more about it because they're intrigued about it because it's just something about the word angel or the energy behind it that attracts them that they can't resist but ask more questions.
Absolutely.
Right.
Absolutely.
Right.
And that's what I have always said when I have people that call in that don't know where and I get a message angel cards. With you, you're much more involved than that. But when people are kind of skeptical or weary of their friends not, you know, being supportive, I always say, they always tell me, start with the angel cards. Because when you say, oh, would you like an angel reading? Now, like I said, not you, you're much more involved than that. But people who are scared, I always tell them, start pulling angel cards for all your friends, all your family, because they just love that. Every religion, every non-religion, everybody loves angels, and you don't have to ever worry about somebody, you know, not you.
Right.
Again, I keep hearing, not you, you're involved. I understand that, but for people who, I'm listening to Spirit, but for people who aren't, and they call and they're young, they're intimidated, they don't want a bad, you know, they don't want the connotation, I always say angels bring everything in. So, yeah, you're absolutely right.
Right, absolutely.
Mm-hmm. They open the door.
Yes, they do. Gay, we are so happy. Please call us back.
Yeah, thank you so much, Gay.
Thank you,
Gay. You're very welcome.
It was a birthday present.
To be introduced to you, and happy birthday to both of you, you rotten little people.
Thank you. We're going to say happy birthday to you, too.
All right.
Thank you, Gay. Call us back.
Thank you, Gay.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.
I love her. I think I met her, and she is just one of the sweetest, most evolved, very go-getter, real positive people.
Wonderful energy. She needs to be doing this, man, as a profession.
Oh,
Well,
listen, I've asked her to call me, but it was only last week that she was on. So, Gay, you're listening. Give me a call.
Yeah.
We love angels. We love angel readers. Yeah. We love angels.
Yeah.
We love anybody that gets in through angels. So,
And that might be, that definitely might be something that, you know, helps to keep her connected because, you know, we all need that. And, you know, that's why I said, Bonnie, I just love your show. And me and Susan talked about how we love your show and how, you know, all of us talk about it. And, you know, if this is I always like to see people that are coming into their gifts that are very powerful. I mean, she's been doing it for a while, so she's seasoned, which is why she's ready for you now, Bonnie, you know?
Yeah.
I could just tell by the way that she gave that reading to me and, you know, and like you said, her working with the angels, everyone loves the angels. And I used to, that's how I think I helped to develop some of my intuition a little bit more because I started out with all of the, you know, the virtue angel decks. And I think when I very, very first from the beginning, I was introduced to the tarot. And that was, you know, 20 years ago. Mm-hmm. And maybe a little bit longer, but I started feeling comfortable when I was working with the angel cards. It was just something about the energy on those cards.
Yes.
And a lot of people really liked the readings that I would give with those cards, and it resonated a lot with the energy that was coming from my heart center, you know? So powerful reading, Gay. Thank you so much.
Yeah, and that was a beautiful birthday gift for both of us. So thank you, Gay.
Yes.
We appreciate you coming on. I mean, you know, she didn't have to do that, and we just love her.
Right.
We thank you very, very much, even though I encroached on your birthday, but it isn't your birthday.
Oh, it's okay, Bonnie. Well, it's no fun if you can't share a cake, is it?
It's no fun.
Well, you know what? Your grandmother didn't give you a big cake, and I don't know why, but the cake is only like
You know why? Because I was thinking in my head if I should have birthday cake this year, right? Well, she probably didn't give it to me because I don't need a big cake, if you know what I mean. It was a reason. When my grandmother passed, she wasn't even 100 pounds, but it throughout her life she battled her weight, and I'm a lot like her. So, Bonnie, there was so much symbology in what you said. That's why the message is always for the other person. It's never for us because you have no idea, sweetheart, how much you gave. And like I said, I will get a little bit more detail with what I feel that meaning was behind all of it, but right off the bat, with that cake, I don't need a big cake. I just need maybe a piece or...
But usually I see that you're right. I mean, not that you don't need it, but I usually see a big, they give me a huge big cake with all these candles.
Yeah.
But this one was like a 10-inch or a 6-inch, 10-inch. My hand is right around it, and she's handing it to me. She's still in it. It's the funniest thing. And I thought, oh, my goodness, okay. So she has 4 candles, 1 for every 10 years, and 2 for good luck. So I'm thinking to myself, okay, there's no big cake here. That, you know, that's fine. As long as you share it with me, I'm good. I've got to tell you, and then, you know, I'm going to call you, I think either today if you want to after the show, because I have some questions myself. But I am going to take one. We have one caller. I mean, we have plenty of callers on the board, but we are going to take one more because it is 2:50. And I do not want to tire you out because I'm going to tire you out. So I'm going to take the next caller, which is, I think it's 832. 832, you are on with Leslie. Hi.
Hi, how are you doing?
Hi, good, 832. Cool. Yes, we are. Who am I speaking with?
Oh, my name is Me Too, and I'm calling from Texas. Thanks for taking my call, guys.
Oh, you're welcome. Cool. Wait, Me Too? I love that because I always say Me Too. Like it's always Me Too, Me Too.
But it's with the letter N. Yeah, it sounds similar to Me Too, though.
Oh, Me Too, gotcha.
Yeah. Well, you know what? My guides are telling me Me Too, Me Too, Me Too.
Of course, Bonnie. They do all the time.
Okay, sorry. Go ahead.
What can I do for you, Me Too?
Well, I was just wondering if you could pick up on anything. Do you see, like, a relationship coming in for me or anything? I guess any changes or something?
Did you just get out of a relationship this year?
No, last year.
Okay. But you – why do I still feel a strong connection this year?
I've met other people, I guess, maybe. But I haven't, like, dated, like, boyfriend, girlfriend with anybody.
Well, let me tell you what I'm getting. And, I mean, if the relationship was concluded last year, that's good.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Because I feel like it was not a healthy relationship for you, all right?
Mm-hmm.
But I do feel like, though, that emotionally there were some things that you were still struggling with this year because the energy still feels strong to me. And a lot of times I will feel that when the person is no longer there, but there's still a lot of cords and connectors between you and this other person, okay? So that's why I'm seeing that. The other thing, though, the good thing is that I feel like it was concluded at this point in time, all right? Even though it was this year that I feel like that, you're in a clear space of it now. And you kind of have had to allow for that clearing before you were ready for the next relationship, and you're there. There is going to be something coming for you. It's so funny how people, and I tell people, you know, because of the way I use my gifts and I help people, you know, everyone is intuitive. Is everyone going to use their intuition this way? No. But there's something to be said for people that are right at the cusp of change, and then they contact a reader or someone like myself, you know, it's like they need that extra confirmation.
Hey.
You know that this is right there. Yeah.
And you teach. You know, I this is a perfect combination, Leslie, because you have classes.
Right, absolutely. And I will get to that in a second. I have a feeling that, Bonnie, I'm going to, if you don't mind, we're going to talk a little bit about maybe putting that out on the air in the next couple of weeks so that around the fall, people that are ready, you know, can start signing up and signing
I
in.
I love that. I want you to do that.
Absolutely.
All about that.
Yes, thank you, Bonnie. And actually, me too, you would probably be a good candidate for one of those classes. Now, the reason I tell you that is because you're calling at this time asking about your relationship, but you're right on top of it. Like, you're within a couple of weeks of this happening. And the reason why you're asking is because intuitively you feel something's coming. Like, you know it's time, all right?
Mm-hmm.
I want you to trust this, what you're feeling, because it's going to be about, in the future, you trusting things that come in other areas as well, all right?
Okay.
So,
mm-hmm.
Now, with you knowing that there's something with relationships, you're done with the past, you've let a lot of your old baggage go, you're ready to embrace something new now. So,
mm-hmm.
you're going to meet this person. I feel like there's a third person involved in this, okay? And I don't know if it's going to be because they know someone or you're with this other person and you meet them, but there is a third person, okay, that's
okay.
going to be involved in this. You're not just going to meet them by yourself. It's something about bridging the energy. It's a little bit, it can get a little, you know, a little drawn out, so I don't want to get into that portion of it, but I'm just telling you there's going to be a reason why there's a third party. The other thing is,
I'm getting an echo.
Yeah, what is that? Bonnie, can you get it straight?
Yeah, I'm going to try. I don't know.
Okay.
Everybody's dropped. So a lot of people can't, they dropped. They had to call back in, so I don't know what's going on. Is that better?
It sounds better on my end, yeah.
Okay, go ahead.
That was Perry for a second.
Okay. Don't panic.
All right. So, let's get back in here. Where were we? Oh, I hate when that happens because it knocks me out of my reading.
I guess you were talking about, maybe I was going to meet them maybe through like a third party or like a mutual.
Right. Yes. Okay. Thank you. Yes. So there's a third party, like I said, that it has to do with this meeting. Okay. Now.
Mm-hmm.
Once you get into this relationship, it's going to challenge you in a couple of areas. One, it's going to challenge some of your trust level, okay, because the trust was broken in the past, and you're trying to, you know, open back up to your level of trust, so you're going to have to work a little bit at it. But let me tell you, this person is trustworthy, okay? Remember I told you that. Now, I didn't say that they were going to be perfect, and there are some things that they are going to be working on as well, to make them a better version of who they are. But one of them is not your biggest fear, so just remember that. Now, as you learn to open up and trust this person a little bit more, there are going to be some really positive developments in the relationship, one in which it's going to be the development of this person kind of coming into themselves in a spiritual way. So it's the more you evolve, the more you're going to help this other person evolve. It's not like you're going to be doing it for them, but because you're doing it, it's helping them, all right?
Okay.
So remember that, because getting in the relationship with this person and then this person evolving into who they are is a direct, you know what I mean?
Right.
Yes.
Okay.
The other thing, too, about this new relationship, it is going to challenge you and your family life somewhat. All right?
Okay.
Okay. It's about balance. Remember that.
Okay. Hey, Leslie, we have 90 seconds left, so we can. We're not going to go into
I just had a quick question. By any chance, do you know what career he might be in? Or if he's, like, in the same city?
I feel like he is in the same city. I do feel like he works in an industry where he's a head, so he would definitely be a lead or maybe a company, like, plant leader. Like, he's
okay.
not a follower. He's definitely a leader. You wouldn't do well with a follower. You're very
okay.
strong in your personality. You need a leader, and he is.
Okay. Perfect.
Yes.
All right. Thank you guys so much. I appreciate it.
Oh, hey, don't feel fearful because he's a little attached to his parental figure. Okay, remember I told you that. All right, that's
okay.
something from the past he's going to be working through.
Okay.
I love
all right,
that,
sweetheart. Good luck to you.
And remember,
thanks.
Leslie is on every Thursday, just to let everybody know. It's 26 seconds left. I thank you, Leslie. You rock the house. Happy birthday, girlfriend. And it's
thank you, Bonnie.
Thank
you. Yay. Thank you so much.
Have a great day. And remember, Leslie is on every Thursday, except this Thursday, which is her real birthday. And please join us tomorrow for Ron Cole and Kelly Coulter. They're rock the house with astrology, and Kelly does Atlantean card readings. Bye. Thank you.
Yay. Bye, buddy.
Yay. Hey, wait a minute, Leslie. We're off the air. There are people still holding, but we're off the air. When, I want to call you. When is a good time to call you?
Call me now.
All right. Bye, honey.